This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, you want to see the shifting signs here?
Let's take a look.
This is hilarious. Unions, the unions are already beginning work for the midterms. You remember the Teamsters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they used to support Democrats.
Yeah.
They've given up. They've given up on the Democrats. They've gone to work for the Republicans. Did you ever think you'd live in an America?
No, I tell you. It's just amazing.
Every day, these things are amazing. And the Teamsters are like, to heck with this, we give up. We're going to go ahead and work with the Republicans. And, you know, you can see why. I mean, when blue-collar wages, after, I don't know, 60 years of the Democrats working with the Teamsters to raise them and failing, Trump does it in 6 months.
Yeah. Money talks, doesn't it, Tara?
Yeah. You know, when you're at a almost 2% increase in your wages in 6 months, wow, that is less than 6 months, actually. That really talks. That shows, you know what, all these years they've been trifling. To use the word from the Urban Dictionary,
yes,
which
like
is where you
it's a good word.
Try to fail, but you try to look like you're trying not to fail, but you're trifling.
Right.
You're trying to fail. Yeah. 60 years, Democrats couldn't get it done. Trump does in 6 months. Largest blue-collar wage increase ever recorded in U.S. history, in any presidency. Lee, it's so radical that any president would have loved to get a 1.7% increase, adjusted for inflation, of course, in blue collar wages in his presidency. Trump did it in 6 months. I mean, and then we just had this come out. Take a listen to this.
Now, the president also announced America's median family income has surged since his return to the White House. This is $1,174 higher. And, you know, we saw the economy do really well under President Trump's first term. And to be clear, despite all the concerns about tariffs now, we still have seen the market, the Nasdaq, hit another record yesterday. So the markets are really strong right now as well. And there's a trickle-down theory in that, that the markets do well, the economy does well, and that your paycheck at home does well.
And then the best part. Yesterday, we were supposed, now keep in mind, just to set this up, okay? And I will never forget this as long as I live. You'll hear me reference it for years. During Liberation Week and Liberation Month, which you'll remember was April, we were told no uncertain terms. I mean, it was fact. Nothing, there could be no other way forward. And this was as they were pounding down the stock market with their lies about the tariffs. All the right people who are, of course, always totally wrong. They called themselves economists. What a joke. On all of these mainstream channels, including Fox Business, CNBC, CNN Business, all those people, were telling us this was going to be the worst week for the stock market since the Great Depression. Worst, it was going to be the worst week, and it was going to be the worst month. It was absolute disaster, headline on drudge. Why tariffs? We then hit two stock market all-time highs after that. But the tariffs are going to cause inflation. They. And I have explained the tariffs cannot cause inflation. That is mathematically impossible. Now, we may see the tariffs may cause price increases. But the only thing that can cause inflation is the printing of money. Only Congress can do that. Technically, actually, the Federal Reserve can too, if you want to get technical about it. But okay. That's it. So that was a lie, and I've been saying it was a lie. And now it's being proved as a lie. It can't cause, tariffs cannot cause inflation. Again, we may see some price spikes caused by tariffs, but that's not inflation. That's how I was able to know, even though, Lee, I do not have a PhD from Yale in economics. I did complete Econ 101 at UNC Chapel Hill, okay?
Well, you're a pretty smart gal, though.
But that now makes me more qualified to figure out what the heck is going on in this country than these people on the financial channels. It's called common sense. You get a freshman with an honest economics professor, just knock these people off the screen on these business channels. Freshman college could do it. This is so stupid. CNN yesterday, in absolute awe and complete wonder. Okay, I'm going to try to play this. Let's see if it'll play.
In a stunning act of journalism.
They're shocked.
Yes.
Shocked that their own economic guests were all wrong, 100%.
When you look at the key categories that we always look at, energy, food, and shelter, energy fell by 1.1%. That was largely driven because of gas prices falling in the month of July by 2.2%. Look at that food. I mean, this is where people spend their money, right? Food every single day. Food flat, 0%, and actually down at the grocery store by 0.1%. And then shelter, we always usually see an increase because that is what people are paying on rent. And we know that rents are rising. When you look.
Yeah. So yesterday, we're supposed to come in at 2.9% year over year. Inflation came in lower at 2.7%. That is very healthy. Under 3%. Inflation is generally where you want to be and kind of unremarkable. It's just, you know, steady as she goes. Came in a little low, actually. I mean, I'd like to see it get down to about 2.4, 2.3. That'd be really nice. But anything under 3 is just historically where we've been. It's unremarkable. We could go actually back to the days, if this continues, Lee, of just not paying attention to the inflation reports like we used to. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what to do. The New York Times went nuts yesterday trying to find small categories where there might be a little rise to see if they could make something of it. They couldn't make anything of it. So you know what they did yesterday? The news was good. I think they've got bot farms out there and they are just trending on X because that's where everyone goes for the news now. They're just trending over and over. Hashtag Trump Epstein Island, hashtag Trump Epstein. And it was a wall of that. I've never seen it before. You could tell what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
And it started just as soon as the inflation data came out. Because they didn't want you to know that. They didn't want you to know the good news. So you put that inflation tick. So everything is right. Okay, the prices are holding steady. We've got historically normal inflation. But what is going up? What is going up is wages. That wasn't supposed to happen. We're told that was bad. If wages went up, inflation would go up. No, wages don't cause inflation. Only the printing of money does. Your money gets less valuable when there's more of it. Go play Monopoly. You'll understand it. This is not hard stuff. And look, what's happening here, Lee, this sort of weird schism that we're seeing. Media is used to just being able to lie and with no counter.
Yeah.
And they've got to learn they live in the real world now. The number one news app in the App Store is not CNN. It's not MSNBC. It's not ABC, CBS, or even Fox News. It's X. And there are economists on X who got it right.
Mm-hmm.
And they have YouTube videos with more viewers than CNN Business has, quarter hour to quarter hour. You can't fake this stuff anymore. And Lee, if we can ever get the Republican leadership to stop blocking Trump's nominees, we can get E.J. Antoni in there as the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Yeah, get some real figures here.
I'm telling you, that alone is going to cause a boom in investment in this country. Because people will be like, okay, the numbers are real now. Okay, cool. No, it's like I didn't know what was going on. I mean, when you have almost 2 million fake jobs across multiple corrections in the last Democrat administration, all of it just to create a fake hoax of a scenario in which Democratic economic policies work. Because when your economic policies don't work, you've got to create fake banana republic stats, Lee.
Yeah.
If we had real stats, investors could actually really see where things are going. Look, when there's not a lot of hiring and there's bad jobs data and it's actually real, That's a buying opportunity for a lot of people.
Yeah. And that needs to be known.
It has to be known. All of it has to be known. It can't always be whatever makes Democrats look good. I'm telling you, people from Bangkok to Zimbabwe are not going to invest in our stock market if they can't believe the numbers.
Right.
So John Thune needs to stop it. Stop blocking Trump's recess appointments. Stop blaming the Democrats. Stop lying that the Democrats are doing it. You are doing it. You are regaveling in the Senate every 4 days so Trump can't recess appoint. Let's get Biden's nominees out of there so we can get real numbers. And let's get this market moving. This is great news. And the New York Times couldn't even cover up yesterday. The market surged yesterday when this information came out. They were excited. So much good news.
Yes.
So much good news. And to be able to see this again, that's the key thing there, that wages can rise. We don't know because wages haven't risen for so long for blue-collar workers in America or everybody. Wages can rise without inflation rising. In other words, freshman econ 101 in college, basic economics. Trump's teaching a master class in it right now. It may not be perfect. I don't know if I'm going to like how the tariffs end. I may hate them 9 months from now, but right now, that's where we are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Folks, it's all so fake, all of it. This is just one example of how your reality has been fake. That's been the theme of the show for 10 years. Your reality is fake. Not just individual stories that are hoaxes, or entire hoaxes that are hoaxes like Russia collusion. No, everything about your reality is fake. So much of it to hide the fact that the Democrats have no real grassroots support. Headline, D.C., this is hilarious, D.C. paid protester request surge, 400% amid Trump's federal takeover of D.C. city police, says a crowd company. See, the problem is, unlike the Democrat leadership and a tiny minority of Americans that elect them, nobody likes crime. They don't like being beaten till you have a brain bleed in Cincinnati. Permanent brain damage, by the way, that woman has. One you saw slammed to the ground because I don't know why. Nobody likes crime. And Democrat leadership loves crime. I mean, they'll go to the ends of the earth, literally. Fly to El Salvador to try to get human trafficker, illegal immigrants back who beat their wives. They love crime. They don't have to live with it. They're behind the gates. They've got the protection. But nobody else likes crime. So if you need to produce a crowd enraged that we can't keep criminals on the streets in D.C., you got to pay them. There's no one in their right mind except Democrat leadership would ever stand for such a thing. You've got to have people that you pay to stand behind Democrats. And that is going on, right? This is hilarious. D.C. paid protester request surged 400% amid Trump's federal takeover of city police. A crowd rental company has seen a massive uptick in inquiries regarding its services in Washington, D.C. amid President Donald Trump's move to federalize the police force. Right now, D.C. inquiries for rent-a-mobs are up roughly 400% compared to the same period in 2024, Crowds On Demand CEO Adam Swart told Fox News Digital. Now, that's a good business to be in. What you got to walking around money? The gold bars they threw off the boat? Billions? And they sent that to all their Democrat friends, people who worked in the Obama administration, Stacey Abrams, right? That money's filtering down right now. They got to buy fake voters, fake crowds. That's where it goes. The company always sees a spike in requests during what Swart calls high-stakes political moments. This is one of those. What kind of crowds are we talking about? Are Republicans renting crowds? No. No, those are real. Can you kind of tell? Can you kind of tell the Republican crowds are real? I mean, you know why? They look like real people. You got old bloated mom and pop, because that's what Americans look like. No offense, but they do. They're old. He's got a world's best dad t-shirt on, some kind of cheesy MAGA hat, but man, he's mad and he's out there. Why? Because he's a real American. Have you ever noticed how Democrats crowds look? The people standing behind Democrats, because they don't want to just have it be them, right? No, it all makes sense now. There's always like the gay woman, somebody with some sort of rainbow theme, a black, there's got to have, it's a black people's got to be there, got to have some brown people, can't just have black people, and they're standing there. And maybe one white guy, but like off to the side, like way off to the side, like he's not really important. But like maybe he's there too, maybe. Have you ever noticed how carefully cultivated those crowds are? With the perfect minority mix? Reporters on our side, the real ones, should start going up to these people and they're like, how much did you get paid to stand here behind Nancy Pelosi? Do you know this is Nancy? Do you know who this woman is? Her name's Nancy Pelosi. Do you know what she stands for? Do you have any idea what you're protesting for here today? We should start doing that. A large share, the owner of Fake Crowds, Inc., that's what it really should be called, a large share of the crowds that are rented by the Democrat Party are focused on opposing Trump's policies in Washington and raising alarms about government overreach. We're weighing these offers carefully, he said. He's never going to work again. Unless nobody else has big, diverse crowds, I don't know. We're weighing these offers carefully. Because where there's truth in saying D.C., because while there's truth in saying D.C.'s local government has been an abject failure in keeping citizens safe, there's also a real danger in putting too much power in federal hands. That balance of power matters. So he says, you know what they do? They rent crowds. Swart, the CEO, said the vast majority of people at political or advocacy events in D.C. are in some way paid. And again, a large share, he says, are focused on opposing Trump's policies in Washington. This is a Democrat. They don't have real supporters, folks. It's all fake. They know Americans are sheep. I see a crowd. I see someone looks like Democrat standing behind a Democrat. And they're like, okay, I'm for that. That's what they're trying to do through the TV or the internet. Most people don't know this, but many protesters are literally on the payroll. Capitol Hill staffers from both parties are often expected to show up at rallies and protests on their own time. I believe that. You work for a congressman. He's big into something. You're his staff. You should be there. I used to be staff. I used to work on the Hill. So yes, most attendees are being paid or they're there because it's part of their job. And he's saying 400% surge because they have to rent the crowds to come out. But we love criminals. Trump's a dictator. Well, can you explain the details of that sign you're holding? No, not really. Some guy gave it to me. Everything is fake in America. But folks, it's getting realer and realer every day. Well, I'll tell you what's not fake. It's the biggest story of the day. Folks, today is Watergate level historic. I don't know. You can maybe also call it like yesterday. But mark it down on your calendar. I mean, talking about history. What has been declassified in the last 48 hours? When you put it with what was declassified last week, it's life-changing. It's republic-changing. It's your liberal friends, by the way, at least for a while, will have no idea any of this is going on. For as long as what's left of the mainstream media can hold it back, but they can't hold it back forever. They can't hold it back forever. So many felonies here. I can't even cover all these stories. Lay it out next. Okay, folks. Today, yesterday, some of the most historic days in American history, a much bigger day than Watergate ever was for those of us who get real news, as bombshell after bombshell are declassified. And as I read all this to you, keep in mind how many people had to know about this and how many people had to cover it up for me to only be reading it to you right now. That list is long. Bill Barr, FBI Director Christopher Wray. So many corrupt people had to look the other way. Merrick Garland. Because this stuff's incredible. Incredible. Picture this. Intelligence Committee. And Adam Schiff, Democrat Adam Schiff, the guy who was on CNN, he would use the Russia collusion hoax to get himself elected to the Senate ultimately. But he was a lot of what drove it. He'd go on TV and tisk-tisk and talk about the threats to our democracy from Donald Trump, of course, being a Russian stooge controlled by Vladimir Putin. Said he'd seen the classified evidence to prove it. He hadn't, because it doesn't exist. And for the left, that drove a lot of stuff. They came to love Schiff. The only other thing that drove it was James Comey, head of the FBI, and John Brennan, head of the CIA, going on those same stations and lying to them. And when the FBI director, CIA director tells you it's true, and then the head of the Intelligence Committee tells you it's true, or the ranking minority leader, depending on who controlled Congress, well, you're not going to doubt it. It's true. It's got to be true. It's not true. It was never true. And so on the one hand, you have Hillary Clinton's campaign making up the Russian hoax stuff. It classified it. All of that stuff, including real sources and methods that were not fake. On the other hand, you have Adam Schiff and the Democrats, the most incredible paragraph I have ever read. So this is Democrat Congress members on the Intelligence Committee with classified security clearances sitting around planning to just go ahead and leak top secret data with the staff. This would be like if you went into your office this morning and your boss said, okay, we're going to get the upper hand on our competition by committing a series of felonies. Everybody on board? And everybody sat there nodding. Yeah, everybody you work with just nodding away. Like, yeah, no, that's cool. We're good. And you're like, I can't do that. I'll go to prison. And they say, and this is, folks, the document I'm reading this from, okay, this is the crazy part. The head of it says, Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is from their investigation. They learned who was leaking the information. Every one of these is a felony. And we're talking the rest of Schiff's life. Would be sent in prison. And they just shrugged their shoulders, classify it, and bury the whole thing. Here's the most incredible paragraph I've ever read, a paragraph that will live in infamy, unless there's a better one we haven't seen yet. In the meeting, there's a meeting of the Democrat Congress members and the staff members of the Intelligence Committee in the House. In this meeting, Schiff stated, this is Representative Schiff, the Democrat, stated the group would leak classified information, which was derogatory to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Schiff stated the information would be used to indict President Trump. The whistleblower stated this would be illegal. And upon hearing his concerns, unnamed members of the meeting, so that would have to be Democrat Congress members and Democrat staffers, unnamed members of the meeting reassured the whistleblower they would not be caught leaking classified information. They're just casual about it, folks. What have I told you for a long time? They're casual about their law breaking because they know laws don't apply to them. That wasn't an exaggeration on my part or a bid for ratings. It is the way they exist. Why would they feel this way at this time? Well, they had total control of the FBI, total control of the DOJ, and total censorship control of social media via the FBI. They thought they could do anything they wanted to. And they did. Adam Schiff, according to the FBI's own internal documents, was mad because he believed that Hillary Clinton was going to make him the head of the CIA. And when Donald Trump won, he was aghast. He was mad. He was angry. He wanted to take Trump down so he could be the CIA director. So then, in keeping with, I guess, what American CIA directors do these days, he committed a series of felonies, which ironically were known to the sitting CIA director and the FBI director, who was committing a similar string of felonies. Folks, if you want to follow all of this, you can go to Just the News this morning. See, not only are the Democrats leaking data, not only did Schiff authorize the Democrat leaking of data, Schiff is talking to these people, including this Democrat staffer whistleblower, and go, hey, you know, you need to leak some data too. We're all leaking data. We're all leaking classified data. And the staffer, the Democrat staffer, points out to him, quote, this is treason. And they're like, no, we won't get caught. This is who they really are behind the scenes. But what is so remarkable, again, is that across the top of this declassified document is the words Federal Bureau of Investigation, the date, June 2023. They knew. They had them dead to rights. They knew about all these crimes. They knew in this document that Schiff wasn't the only one doing the leaking. That Eric Swalwell, Representative Swalwell, or Swell as we know him, who dates Chinese spies. But it's no big deal because he's a Democrat. Eric Swalwell, he was leaking too. In fact, he had been politely asked to stop leaking. Wouldn't that be nice? Me and Lee robbed three banks this morning. And the FBI shows up at our door just to politely ask us, not to give the money back or anything, but like, can we stop robbing banks? That's the treatment you get if you're a Democrat. Keep in mind, folks. At the same time, James Comey, in another article this morning, breaking bombshell news, we're learning he was illegally leaking classified data too. Personally, himself, the head of the FBI, to tar Trump. Now, let me put it all together. These are the same people at the FBI who raided Mar-a-Lago. Why? Because Trump had supposedly failed to declassify information before he left the White House. And he took it with him. Now, remember, these raids were based on a novel legal theory never used since the founding, that Trump should have written himself a memo saying that he declassified stuff. Otherwise, we couldn't know if he did it in his mind. Ergo, we needed to raid Mar-a-Lago and trifle through Melania's underwear drawer. So that's how they handle it when they think Trump might have declassified data he might not have or might have. But when Democrats are caught dead to rights, leaking classified data, they classify it. Classify the crimes, bury it, cover it up, fail to prosecute. And there's the dual justice system right there, folks. And you know what else is right there? You know what I just laid out for you? That's conspiracy. That's what the grand jury is going to hear. We got him. You know what the date on this is again? June 2023. What does that mean? Statute of limitations? Still up and running. Forgive me. We're having a lot of technical difficulties today. Okay. Also apologize. There is no stream today. A lot of people texting me wondering, basically everything is down today and we're just flying by the seat of our pants. I haven't done a show with my phone for a while. I'm doing it now. But I can handle it. I'm a great broadcaster. But bear with me if we're not as smooth as usual. That's what's going on here. Okay. Another nail just got hammered into the bogus DC crime is down talking point, which the D.C. police union's been investigating for a while. ABC News 4 in D.C. did an investigative report because they were complaining that every time there'd be a violent attack, say, someone shot someone else again, they just keep shooting people, that captains would show up and make sure it was coded as an assault, which didn't get counted in the FBI's crime stats. Well, now it's coming to light that over 70 business organization, 70, wrote to Mayor Muriel Bowser to complain about having to shut down their businesses because of the increasing level of crime. Democrats' response to that? Let's keep the crime. Trump's a dictator. Man, he's got them right where he wants them. He knew exactly how they'd react to this, and they walked right into it. It's like Lucy in the football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.